BBC News with Marion Marshall. The engine manufacturer Rolls-Royce says it's reached an $800 million settlement in principle with the British, US and Brazilian authorities relating to bribery and corruption. The British company, which makes engines for jets, ships and nuclear submarines, said the agreements related to offences involving its intermediaries in a number of overseas markets, including Indonesia and China. The German and French leaders have defended Europe against remarks by Donald Trump, who's praised Britain's vote to leave the European Union and said he believed other countries would follow suit. Angela Merkel said European unity was the best response to the comments. François Hollande said Europe would determine its path on the basis of its own interests and values. Police in the United States have arrested the wife of the gunman Omar Mateen, who killed 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando last June. Reports say Noor Salman will be charged with obstruction of justice. Police interviewed her after the attack, believing she may have been aware of her husband's plans. Groups of prisoners have occupied the roof of the Alcaçuz jail in the northern Brazilian city of Natal, where a violent riot took place over the weekend. Inmates were seen standing on the rooftops of prison buildings, carrying stones, knives and sticks, and waving flags bearing the symbols of two warring gangs inside the jail. Britain's Antarctic Research Institute has decided to pull all staff out of its Halley research base for safety reasons. The highly unusual move is said to be needed because the ice field where the station sits has developed a big new crack, though the fault line is still a reasonable distance away. The lawyer for a Zimbabwean pastor who predicted the death of President Robert Mugabe says he's been arrested. Patrick Mugadza announced last week that the head of state would die on October the 17th this year. BBC World Service News.